So I have to tell you that I was quite conflicted about what to talk about tonight. I've been very much machlis in my mind when Mrs. Landerson was in the terrace from Kippur, that I would, it wasn't really Hesped in Yeshiva that we talked about her. First shmuz I would talk about her situation there at Tzitzur got a little more challenging over the last few weeks, so I felt that maybe it's proper to talk about that, and I'll have to find a different opportunity to talk about her. And I said maybe I can combine the two, and I supposedly one of the definitions of rabbis, you can make any two things connected. It doesn't. That's probably true, and it's probably not correct either. Okay. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar and the Perek Lamed. So then, because going through the ten Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu, so Perek Lamed is in Nisyon Chi, which is Yishmol. And the whole Perek talks about Yishmol. At the end of the Perek, he says like this. Bilam's last Nevuah. Bilam has four Nevuahs. The last one, he talks about what's going to be the Achris HaYomim. Kim Yeh Levoyer Koyin Admo Asher Tishpeko. So Asher Mizar Shal Yishmol Heim. Yishpirsu Mamlochus Asher. The Zerah of Yishmol is going to capture the land of Asher. Omer Bilam. Kodesh Baruch Hu Som Shmoy Yisrael. Barsham told, put his name onto the Mikrish Ishma Yaakov, because Al Darsha Mikrishma Yaakov, the Kodesh Baruch Hu called his name Yaakov, called Mikrishma Yisrael, Barsham called his name Yisrael. And the Barsham told, the Malach told Hagar that she should name her son Yishmael. Kodesh Baruch Hu Som Shmoy the Yisrael. Hal beHishra Kadosh Baruch Hu Shmoy Shay Yisrael, the Shmoy Shay Yisrael. Oy miYichme miYichya miSumoy Keil. Who's going to be able to survive that? The one that Kadosh Baruch Hu placed his name in him. So there's only two people, which there's two nations which were given a name by Kadosh Baruch Hu, which he placed his name in their name. Yisrael. And Kishama, the Rashi was heard to your tefillah, so he's called Yishmael. That the Rashi puts his name in that, and the last thing, the last part of that nevuah, Bilam says, is Oy miYichya miSumoy Keil. So who's going to be able to have the schus and the power to survive that situation? Ad Khan, the kuda of the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Shir Malos of David, Kapitel Kuchav Dalet. Lulei Hashem Shahayolonu Yermano Yisrael. Without a Kodesh Baruch Hu being with us, Klaisel has to point, has to say that, because what's going to be without a Kodesh Baruch Hu being with us? Lulei Hashem Shahayolonu Bekumalenu Adam. That Lulei Kodesh Baruch Hu be with us when an Adam came up against us. Who's referred to as Adam? It's referring to, so the Rukhaim Mittal says it's referring to Yishmael, who's called Para Adam. That's Lulei Hashem Shayolano Bekumalenu Adam. There's no ability to overcome Azai Bechaim Bleuno. He would swallow us alive. Becharis Apam Bano, as he has his day of rage against us. He has his anger against us. Azai Amaim Shafunu Nachlo Over Al Nafshenu. Azai Over Al Nafshenu Amaim Azedunim. Boruch Hashem Shalonu Sononu Teref Lishinehem. Nafshena Kitsipra Nim Litsa Mipach Yorkshim Apach Lishreba Nachal Nim Lotu Azrena Mashem Hashem Aseshemayim Boritz. So Rukhaim Mittal understands that this capital is referring to Yishmael. He says, the end of the Yomim, Yishmael will come to attack against Klal Yisrael, and there's no way to overcome them. unless the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take to do it for us. We're living in that situation. Now, the historic response of Torah is tefillah, hishtadlus, learning, mitzvahs, tikkun. That's obviously going to be the correct answer at this point in time. But what I'm trying to stress over here is that at some point in time, the Torah is telling us that there's no other answer. The musig of hishtadlus, well, if you make this deal and you do this thing, you this, none of it exists. Oy, miyichiv misumayk. Who's the oy? Bilam is singing the voice, and there's no way to deal with this. David Melch is saying a capital tillim, and he's saying this is that lulei Hashem shahar yilonim b'kumalei nawadam. There's no solution. You look at a situation which it's intractable, and that's it. Lashon Reb Chaim Vital. Fisher Sharam was telling how you saw behem Mshalah Sharam was. There was a moment. What's Pekumalena Wadam? They suddenly woke up. What's going on? He says like this. Lo Ken Yishmo Shetamid Hoya Rovim Sharechnei Oyelim Umidbaris Vein Lam Esikim Anzulasim. They lived there. They're Bedouins living out in the tents. Gardeners could shepherd. Yeah, nobody else. V'Hakach V'Sidim Lim Like Al Oyelim Al Yisrael. V'Hinei Kol Kabanosam Shal Yaser Umay So Yisrael Hamer Das Yisrael Shal Yaskub Atarbal Yikaimu Amitzes Kenoida Bizmani Ashad Shmad. The Kabanah was to take the Jews to their religion. That's what Chaimital's writing 600 years ago, 500 over 500 years ago, about the definition of what is going to happen. Pasuk says, "So Keder, I'm talking about Keder." Oya ki li ki garti meshech shechati im ole keder. So Chazal say that keder is later on is one of the from the family of Yishmael. It's referring to specifically to Yishmael. And again, David Melch uses lashon of oya. This oya lashon is Bilam says oy. David Melch says oya. It's not a common lashon. That the psukim use this lashon of oy. You know, we use it, we kvetch a lot more than the psukim do. We have our oys. There's one more. The Rambam and Geres Taimon, which was written to them, they were under a tremendous pressure from the Yishmaelim. Shol yamal al yisrael uma yoser oyevis mimeno. That the lashon of oy is the lashon which you use when we think about Yishmael. Rama wrote this in Geres Taim. One more. the Ramak. This is her, the sixth parsha. Asidim b'nei Yishmael lorer yachad im kol b'nei ha'olam lovad l'Yerushalayim. B'yizdam ha'kolamim shi'asu eitzis atas sholom b'neim. They're going to make a peace treaty amongst all the nations. B'yizhabchu Yisrael l'hashmi, they're coming to attack the Jews. B'nei shekimu l'malchus, because the Jews decided to make with them a government. Te eisar l'yakov. Umlam l'yavoyu l'ishbar el mimenu yivoshay. So that's a remark, predicting a Jewish government. The remark was also 500-600 years ago. And all the nations are going to make their UN peace amongst themselves, and they're going to come and attack the Jews. That's I always found it to, you know. Sometimes you read the Mefarshim, the Chazal, and you feel like you're reading a modern newspaper. So France has already made a suggestion that they should put an international peacekeeping mission on the Har Bayis, so they could put their soldiers right there to shoot the Jews. It's like great, you know, mamish. So what do you do? When the Adami the Esav, when they're attacking, the Kokol Yaakov. I remember that's been 82 by Shalom Galil, right? That there was the Rishivas cut the Ben Azmanim short. They pushed the Bochum to make strong storm of learning, even with Ben Azmanim. And 73, I wasn't the yeshiva in 73, but they basically, you know, Vermamite, Bochum went home for Yom Tov, but other than that, there was Bochum sits and learns. There's no kayach like the kayach of Torah. There's no kayach of a human being that Klal Yisrael has the schus to learn the Baruch Shem's Torah. And the Klal Yisrael has the schus to say the words of the Baruch Hashem. Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Dalet, the whole Shar, it's over 30 prokim, is given over to the impact and the power and the of the Hashpoa which comes to the Bria through Limud HaTorah, and the damage which comes to the Bria through Bittul Torah. Then the Goyen says that the greatest, most damaging act which can take place in this Bria is Bittul Torah. What does Bittul Torah mean? Bittul Torah doesn't mean you have to learn every second. Means each person, we have limits, we have needs. A person has to eat, has to sleep, he has to take care of his needs, he has to talk a little bit, he has to. We all, those are valid needs. What's called tzarech? Well, figure out what your tzarechim are. I don't know exactly what tzarechim are, that's also part of my tzarech. I don't have to be oisk cheshbon to the second. But after that, if we would value what it means to learn the Baruch Shem's Torah, the Baruch Shem is talking to us. He sent us a message. Right? The Moshe we've used, Kala gets a letter from her chosin. She says, "Oh, I'll look at it later. Not so interesting." You know, she reads it once. Okay, I read it already. What if I read it again? It's not so interesting. I already know what it says. She reads it a second time, a third time. Why? Because it's dear to her, because it was sent to her by somebody who's valuable to her. She's not sure what her chosid meant. So in the good old days, before you could pick up the phone and call him, Right? And you wrote a letter, the time you got the letter explained, the time you got it back, maybe it was, you sit there and you try to figure out, did he mean this or did he mean that? I'm not sure what he meant. And it would bother her, what did he mean? I need to know. Because the message is sent to me by somebody who's important to me. I need to know what it says. And then, you know, she reads it a few times, and she puts it away. A few times she picks up again, she reads it again. And then she puts it away, and then a year later she finds the letter again and says, she reads the letter again. You know what it says. What are you reading it again for? That's not why you read the letter, because you want to find out what it says. You read it because this represents a relationship. This represents a message to you from somebody who's very, very dear and important to you. The Rosham sent his message to Klal Yisrael about what the world is all about. There's nothing more valuable than that, nothing more important than that. It's boring. I'm not interested. I already know that. I don't understand it, so you know, forget about it. Just go by it. It's not important. What did he mean? Whatever. You know, it's okay. Approximately this. You know, it's instructions for this medication. You know, it says take. It's a little wiped out over there. Whatever, approximately. You know, we'll take a little bit more, a little less. You know, we blow up. But it's not the end of the world. Like, you know, no. It's an important. It's real. It's precise. If Torah is real, what do you mean you're doing something else? The version says that the whole Bishmil Torah Shnei Kereshis. The Russian created the world because he wanted to have a Hechatimsa to give across the message that he can give across in the Torah. And he waited for the 26 generations to give that message across to the people who were Roy to get the message. And he gave it across in such a way, gave the message across in such a way that it's very, that if we were to experience it, we understand the back, you know, you have like the theatrics for a reason. It's a good way to give across the message of how important it is. So Ramban says we have a mitzvah to remember exactly how it was given. It's, you know, because, you know, Marshall, he put on a good show. It's good to remember the show. No, the purpose of knowing the show is because that's a way to refuse to remember how important it is. My sister-in-law has a cousin who was a dayan in the Rabbanut. So during Shalom Begalil, because he was a dayan, so he was relieved from his responsibility of going to the front to reserves, miluim, because he's a dayan. So okay, why am I relieved? Because I have responsibilities over here. So he took a cot and put a cot into the base medrash. And he didn't go home. He slept in the base medrash. Somebody asked him, what are you doing? He says, I'm fighting at the front. You're in the front, you can't go home every night. The front where they fight is in Livonne. The front where I fight is in Beis Medrash. But I'm at the front. What do you don't go home at night time if you're at the front. You go as long as you can, and then you take a few moments of rest and you go right there. Yeah, you have a tour because what you're doing is valuable enough that you can't do that. You have to do this instead. I have a tour because I'm learning Torah. Okay, so learn Torah. We have a tour for many, many, you know, Bachrim, because we understand that the protection for Klal Yisrael is learning Torah. No. If we would take our learning Torah as seriously as the soldier takes the fact that he's in danger and he has to be on guard and he has to protect and he has to, that's what we're doing. We are the soldiers of Klal Yisrael, on guard protecting Klal Yisrael. They had a kinnus with Tillim, the Vader Rabbanim had today. So asked, you know, should the Bachrim come? I said, no, the Bachrim should learn. There's a time for tefillah, there's a time for learning. Right now it's a time for learning. I'm not going to interrupt the Bachrim from their learning. That they should be learning. That's what's Megan and Klai. So we know that the Tamil Chomer and the city are potter from paying the taxes for the walls, because it's not that the walls are giving them security, they're giving the security to the city. So they're giving security to the city. They don't have to pay for the taxes, for the walls. Tomorrow, Bobas, in the first parak. But we need to absorb that that's true. We need to absorb that that's real. We need to absorb that, that's a responsibility. Observe that, you know, we're doing something with tremendous value. We don't see it. We don't understand it. And we see, Lolo, there's difficulties, different things that happen. They have to tell you, you know, it's if we would be able to know, if the security agencies over there would be able to publicize the amount of different things that were thwarted, and that's the only ones that they know about, and the amount of ones which were, they didn't even know about, which were thwarted. And why the Rishon chose that these should go through, I don't know. But Lulei Hashem Shehar Yilonu Mekum Aleinu Adam. The Rishon is Lulonu. He is taking care of us. Because otherwise, as I am Chayim Bluunu, Becharis Apam Bonu, as I am Ayim Shtafunu, Nakla Over Al Nafshenu, as I am Over Al Nafshenu, Amayim Azeidunim, Baruch Hashem Shalom Nesanonu, Terif Lashin Ehem. They would rip us apart. I mean, think about it. The world couldn't care less. Nobody's going to stop them. The world's busy paying them money to help them. United States of America included. They have no interest in making peace. They would love to rip every single Jew to shreds. Why aren't they doing it? What's stopping them? World opinion? They couldn't care less about world opinion. What's stopping them? Tell it to me. This pause. What else? So why this? Yes, I don't know. Why this story here, this story here? But you understand what we're talking about? There's a constant hashgacha, mind-boggling hashgacha. And that's and the schus of that is, so we recognize that the relationship we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he takes care of us. So it's learning. It's tefillah. Rabbi Aaron teased me, which is okay. I tease him sometimes also. You know, I'm a little bit nervous about the situation. He says, yeah, because you have a son there now. Right? It's the mice of the Rabbi Shalom Shadron. What's the mice of the Shalom Shadron? He says over a story that he was walking in Shari Chesed, and a little boy fell, hurt himself. And he was getting all, you know, it looked like it was bad, and they were calling an ambulance and this and that. And there was an older woman who was kind of saying, you know, don't get so nervous, you know, she's seen a lot of life, you know, she's seen these things, you know, you don't get so nervous. She gets closer and realizes that it's her grandson and says, oh! What happened? Before it was like, chill out, it's not so bad, it'll be okay, everything's okay. But now it's your Yankala. Oh, it's a different story. Right? So that's what Aaron shepherded me. This is now it's my Yankala, you know. He's right, but that's very sad. There's a story of remember who wrote the story? She says, she writes, she was visiting a relative of hers, quote unquote, Pashada Yerushalmi woman, quote unquote, Pashada Yerushalmi woman. And they were standing in the kitchen, and the radio was on, and they announced that, you know, that there had been a pigua in some soldiers, and the soldier was in critical condition. And this quote-unquote Pashada Yerushalmi woman grabs the counter to prevent herself from falling to the ground and fainting. And her niece says to her, "Is, you know, they mentioned the name, are you related to that soldier?" She said, "No." Says, "Do you always react like this when you hear that somebody's not related to you had a pigua?" And her aunt said to her, "You don't react like that?" Yes, Achenu kol beis Yisrael. We say the tefillah Achenu kol beis Yisrael. And now we should stop for a second and think. If it actually would be Achenu kol beis Yisrael, how would we say that tefillah? It would actually be our brother who, with Lord Leno, had been in some type of a situation. It was holding on. Surgeries, major surgeries, holding on for dear life. How are we going to feel them? How are we say to them? How are we to have them? We're going to say B'hab tomorrow. I'm going to say B'hurachum tomorrow. Now, B'hurachum, it's 7 paragraphs long. A lot of psukim. And my shrier says to me, you read the paragraphs and you realize they used to have a lot of tzoras. Since they used to cry when they say these paragraphs. Hashem Shemo, Hashem Shalocha, Hashem Bakshiva, Vaseal Tachar, Avinu, Ho, Verachamon, Havino Isatoivo, Hashira Barachamech, Rabbi Mirash, Meregas Atilenu, Zachor Lavadech, Hoshumech, Renapechos, Hasimen Makasa Moves, Hus Hashem Alamecho, Vasidim Zamecho, Hasimen Makasa Magayfuk, Zerakosha, Ketor Shemer Yisrael. We don't have anything. What's going to be? I don't know. We say these words and they mean nothing to us. He says we were being so negative. Because if they would, how do you get to the next sentence? How long would Vahurachum take? How long Vahurachum should take? So I tell you, you measure it like this. If it be your brother that you're talking about, or be you living in it, with the guy outside with the gun, and saying, oh, I'm saying I'm a true with the heaven of choice, no. Where can we fit a talk on them? Really? Terrence says, you don't care. Okay, fine, so let's be honest. So Vahurachum, even though it's talking about the Tzoras Kefer Lech, but that's not where you're supposed to scream. You're supposed to scream on the Seach during davening, that hits on the clock. You know, we allot the 37 seconds of Lamed Seach. After davening, Lamed Seach, we's more of the davening. I mean, ridiculous, what are we playing games? Shir HaMalois, we said Lama Seach was more than David, pasuk by pasuk. Everybody screamed their kishkas out. Tomorrow morning, by Lama Seach, and every single shul, they say Lama Seach was more than David, and nobody's going to know until we said it. And we said that we care. We're going to say Slichas tomorrow. We're going to say Avinu Malkeinu. You know, they say some places they say pasuk by pasuk. Tell us they didn't say pasuk by pasuk. They went straight through the whole thing. And we learned that it says on Siddur you say pasuk by pasuk. I never saw it until I came here. Okay, so they do good. Where do you start? Tshuva, refua, right? But tell me, Elena Kogzeres cautious. But tell me, Machshavoy Sunenu. Haferet Sasha Yemenu. That doesn't deserve a scream. Well, I can't scream that because I got to be in time with the cousin by the time he gets over there. I have a problem. I can never get to the chaz on the same time as him because I'm stuck on Batel Mashavoy Soinenu. I'm stuck on Hafer Atzasu Yevenu, Avinu Malkeinu, Hafer Atzasu Yevenu. Avinu Malkeinu, Kalei Kotzar, Umastin Meyaleinu. Avinu Malkeinu, Sosan Pios, Mastinenu, Umekatrigenu. What's happening? How can we get past that sentence? What's cherev mean? It means a guy with a knife attacking a Jew. That's what it means. Shema means destruction.
Libnei b'yisecha.
But that's not part of the Nusach. The Nusach is, we quickly, until Avinu Malkeinu Hachzireinu b'shuvish leim alubanecha. We're going to say, you give me a shorach on him. If you're right, Balarachim him. Goes Rachim Echav Chazatiz Kray Yom of a call Yom Lazari Didecha. Tafen a little Barachim him. How do you get through that paragraph?
Well, it's not on the calendar. How are you supposed to say? We're supposed to say, after davening, we'll scream Maskil Adovid.
How do you get past the word Vino? Forget about the end of the sentence. Tata. We're good. We're talking to our father. We're saying Tata. Tata. We're talking to Tati. Avinu. How do you get past the word Avinu? Shmon Esrei. Reino Vanyenu. Rivo Riveinu. See our Tzoris. Fight our fight for us. Ugaleno mehera. Refueno Hashem and Refe. There's Yidden who need Refu. All I'm saying is just like listen to the words that we're saying. Well, feel the words that we're saying. Feel the words that we're saying because there's somebody very important to us who needs our help and they can't say those feelings anymore. Because they're sick, too sick to say them because they've been attacked. Or there's somebody, Lorelena, which isn't, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. That somebody's in danger, and he doesn't know he's in danger. He doesn't know how to daven. And we had a daven for him. Some of them are frum, some of them are not frum. Some of them know how to daven themselves, but they didn't know that's going to happen. And they need tefillahs, they need one tefillah, but many tefillahs. They need tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. And some of them don't even know how to daven. They don't even know that davening is important. They don't even know, so they believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But they're Jews. They're Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael. That's what it means to daven. Davening is an act of a human being talking to his Creator. There's no greater moment than that. There's no more important moment than that. You're talking to your. He gave you an audience to let you talk. You could talk to him. And if we'd understand that's what it is. Right? If we would have a moment, lahavdil a million hadolas, to go into the president of the United States of America to plead with him to help the situation, we would take it very seriously. We would be overcome with emotion. Please, I plead with you to help. You can make a difference. Please do something. And Shmona Esrei is by the one who can do something. And he is waiting for us to talk to him. That's what tefillah means. We're going to say by Maariv, Hashkivenu. And we're going to daven in the Kadosh Baruch Hu that we should go to sleep with Shalom. Who? Us. Who's us? Klal Yisrael. And we're daven in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we should get up tomorrow morning to be alive. Who? Klal Yisrael. We ask for Kadosh Baruch Hu to put a sukkah of shalom, put a canopy of peace over Klal Yisrael. Who? Klal Yisrael. We ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu for Eitzah Tova, how to deal with it. We ask the Russian should be Mogen Badenu. He should take away from us an Oyev, Dever, Cherev, V'yogain. Those are words which are such powerful words. And we need those words. I mean, those words said with tremendous pleading. We can't continue davening the way we daven. That's not what davening is. Then we say Baruch Hashem Lo'olam, so that's like, you know, if we say it too slow, people start getting fanujud, like, you know, why are you taking so long to say it? That the Baruch Hashem is Baruch, and it's that the whole world should see, and he Baruch Hashem, that, you know. And then we say Yirun Enu Yismach Lebenu Sugel Hashem Ubishua. We're talking that there should be that beautiful moment when we see that the world should be able to see the Kaddish Baruch is the one, he's the Melech over the whole world. I don't know. Like, what did it do to deserve that? That's, you know, it's relegated to, you know, to a speed reading course. There's moments of hodah. There's moments of shevach. But there's moments of bakasha, and right now we're being called that our bakasha should be true bakashas. And if we understand that our bakasha true bakashas, that our hodah should be hodah, and our, because we there's tremendous hodah taking place right now. There's so many things we don't know about. The pesukim are saying, were it not for Hashem, they would have swallowed us alive. And that you have to think about it. There's no other way to understand it. Maim shtafunu, maim asidonim. There's no way to understand. Oh yeah. And there's shevach. We should be zechah that our shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu should be a shevach. We should have a clarity to see the shevach. We should be zechah to be able to say hudah because our berkoshes were proper, and the Baruch Hu will respond to our berkoshes. Our Torah, our tefillah, are increasing in Maisim Tovim, understanding that there's no other solution for the situation other than turning to Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no other solution for the situation. It's clear in Chazal. There's no other solution in the situation. The situation is impossible.